This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Want to give a quick shout out to KTUI 1560 AM and 94.1 FM in Sullivan, Missouri. Thank you very much for your trust. Welcome aboard. Again, a big thank you to the KTUI 1560 AM and 94.1 FM in Sullivan, Missouri. Thank you for your trust. We will not let you down. Now, folks, if you want to check us out online, please do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Pick up 13 articles to 15 articles a day from culture warriors across the United States of America that are actually bringing about the result to the issues of the day. They're not paper tigers, friends. They actually have their hands to the plow and they're not looking back. For if they did, they would not be fit for the kingdom of God. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us on YouTube. You can watch us live. Even now, join us on live chat. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Again, beforeitsnews.com. You can jump over to the front page, click onto it, join us on live chat. If you want to call in, please do. We are accessible. Lines are open, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America, and how right on he was and is. Folks, corrupt politicians are not the type that can be saved. Listen carefully. They're not the type that can be saved. They are the type that must be lawfully removed and then prosecuted. Does anybody remember Athens, Tennessee? We're going to talk about that. This just happened in the 40s. A bunch of GIs came back from World War II to find out that their little town was corrupted by the mayor and the sheriff. Guess what those GIs did, friends? Well, here, let me give you a hint. Let's compare it to this, okay, and then you'll get the gist of it. The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure. Who said that? The 3rd President of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson. He wrote it in a letter to William S. Smith, a diplomatic official in London, on November 13th, 1787. Well, that's what those GIs did, friends. They came back and they took their towns back. This is an encouraging message for those that believe that there's nothing we can do to save the Republic. I'm here to tell you that you are sadly mistaken, and I'm glad I can tell you that you're sadly mistaken. Because the hope is what we do with the truth that's been given unto us. And who gives us that truth, friends? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, none other than Jesus Christ. Now, folks, there's so much to cover today. But I do want to kind of go over some of the things that we talked about over the last couple days. The president wants to mobilize military rapidly to distribute coronavirus vaccinations. We were talking about this yesterday. I got a question for you. Why does he need the military to do that? Because you don't need to force help upon the people. If the people know that it's genuine and it's authentic concerning this virus, you don't have to force a vaccination on them. They'll take it. But the fact of the matter is, since this has begun, this virus narrative, which has been driven down your throats 24/7, it's all been done by force. No matter how many times they've been debunked, no matter how many times they've been discredited, they keep driving the same narrative. Now, I thought it was rather hypocritical, because I'm going to play some audio for you in just a moment from the president. He was asked by Fox News yesterday morning as to what's transpiring here concerning the coronavirus. And interestingly enough, of course, he keeps pointing to the vaccinations. And the fact of the matter is, that's the oldest trick in the book, friends. Create the problem and then come in behind the problem that they created and play the problem solvers. They're the heroes, right? Well, history teaches us they're the ones that created the problem in the first place. And it's the oldest deceptive, tyrannical game known to mankind. Ask any dictator. It's the game that they play every step of the way. And the Word of God clearly warns us to beware of cunning men. Okay, we're either going to take heed to the Word of God or we're not. And it's amazing how many people call themselves believers, but they believe the Word of man over the Word of God. And the Bible's clear when it says that God is not a man that he should lie. But we see that man lies to him all the time. And yet when the Word of God comes in, the sword of the Spirit, Hebrews 4:12, they question the Word of God rather than questioning men that they known and have known that have lied to them for decades. Rather hypocritical, isn't it? Read Romans 1:18 when you get a moment. But I'm going to play some audio for you. What's interesting to note, friends, is I was just watching this before I got on the show here, and it came up on a scroll. And it's Donald Trump's press operator, Kayleigh. She's the new one over there. And it's interesting when these softballs are being thrown to her by the mainstream media's useful idiots. It's interesting, I've noticed this over and over and over and over again with this woman, that when she's asked a question by the media, they're scripted questions, friends, but when she's asked a question by the media, she seems to have the answers laid out in front of her every step of the way. Reporter will ask her a question, whatever it may pertain to, and all of a sudden, she looks down and she sorts through her papers, and there's the answer for that question. Okay, I'm going to ask him now, and here's Mike's questions. I got all the answers that Mike's going to ask me. Now, don't act, friends, like this is so far out there, because politicians have been busted doing this over and over and over and over again. What, did it stop somewhere down the line? But every question that she's asked by the reporters, friends, the useful idiots in the mainstream media, she has an answer for it, but it's all scripted out in answer. Well, it was interesting. One of the questions today was this. You know, does one of the reporters asked her, does Donald Trump wear a mask? She said, no, he doesn't. It's his personal preference. That's what she said. It's his personal preference. Wait a second. He is supposed to be the greatest servant of the people as the president of the United States of America. Now, I don't know if it's me or not, but has anybody paid attention to the fact that nobody sees politicians, mayors, governors, or the president being arrested for not wearing a mask? But for some reason or another, it's his personal preference when it comes to the president of the United States of America. He's got the roles backwards, friends, and we need to set them straight, because as for me and my house, and for those that I know, we're not going to pretend with this narrative that has been debunked 1.5 million times over with Fauci and that of Bill Gates or Donald Trump. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about Donald Trump's new press secretary, Kayleigh and I'm looking at it, it's like I'm sitting here watching this woman being asked softball questions. They're pre-scripted questions. And I'm paying attention to Donald Trump's new press secretary being asked questions by the mainstream media's useful idiots. They're actors, friends. They're actors. The softballs, the pre-scripted questions are being laid to Kayleigh, right? And she looks down on her podium and she finds the answer for this reporter, the answer for that reporter, the answer for that reporter. And the American people have deceived themselves into believing that these are genuine questions. And they never seem to go to what really matters the most. They're never serious enough questions to actually call into question our government. Have you ever noticed, friends? Has anybody ever paid attention to the fact that our government is never wrong? It's always somebody else or some other country and their leader or dictator or tyrant. They're always wrong, but it is never our said representatives that are wrong. That should scare you to death. It's always somebody else's fault. Now, I want to bring this up because one of the questions that was asked to Kayleigh here, Donald Trump's new secretary press, or press secretary, however you want to say it, she was asked by a reporter who had a mask on, of course, and he said, how come it is that Donald Trump isn't wearing a mask in public? Does he wear one in private? And she said, well, that's his personal preference. Well, that's craziness. It's the president of the United States of America. It's his personal preference if he wants to wear a mask or not. Hey, Americans, can you fly without a mask on some airlines now? Can you go into some stores today without masks? I'm just curious. Is it your personal preference? Did you see the woman yesterday in New York City in the subway? She was going to get on the subway with her little child, probably, I'm guessing, 4 or 5, 6 years old max. And she was in the subway on the stairs, and she was surrounded by five male police officers. Five male police officers. She didn't have her mask on. They literally separated her from her child. These police officers did. Four of them did. They took her to the ground, and they put handcuffs on her, separating her from her child, who must have been scared to death. Literally. I could feel what that little child was feeling. I really could. Because she didn't have a mask on. Was it her personal preference? I'm curious. Is it her personal preference if she wants to wear a mask or not? It's not. But folks, isn't it supposed to be that what starts at the top goes to the bottom? And isn't it for the job and to the job details of the President of the United States of America to lead the way by example? Is that what's happening here? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. It's hypocrisy to the max is what it is. And people all across the country are seeing this. Hey, folks, they sold social distancing to the American people as 30 or 40 of them are grouped up around the President of the United States of America. I mean, this is insanity. Insanity. I want to say this. If that woman, I knew who that woman was, I would go to her and I would aid her in her endeavors in suing the city of New York City. And I would go directly to the mayor and I would take it to him personally. I'd bring a lawsuit to his front desk. Don't just sue the city. Take it to those that are making these unconstitutional edicts against we the people. I want you to listen to this. This was just actually released. And this is Liz Wheeler. She did a great job. She's out of New York. And I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say concerning the hypocrisy coming from the politicians that are telling you what to do, but for some reason or another, it doesn't apply to them. Listen carefully.
Let me get this straight. You can pack 200 people into a Walmart during these lockdowns, but you're not allowed to gather 12 people in a church? You can buy weed because dispensaries are labeled essential businesses, but my sister's dance studio has been shut down for 2 months and counting. You let big box retailers stay open for business while 40% of small businesses across the country may shut down permanently because they can't keep their heads above water. You forbid children from going to school, even though kids have very low risk of COVID-19. But you force nursing homes to take COVID-19 patients, even though the elderly infirm are at very high risk from the virus. You ban drive-in church services and give tickets to congregants who attend in their own cars, in the parking lot, with their windows rolled up and the sermon on the radio. But you encourage curbside pickup at restaurants so we don't blame the economic crash on you. You lock us inside our homes with our families, even though transmission of the virus happens most inside among family members, but you shut down beaches and parks, even though transmission of the virus via casual contact happens rarely. You lie to us about face masks and tell us they don't work to manipulate our behavior to save the PPE for medical providers, and then weeks later, you fine us $1,000 if we don't wear a mask. You say the economic devastation from the lockdowns is worth it if it saves even one life. But you ignore the lives that will be lost thanks to the lockdown, from suicide, drug overdose, and despair, abuse, starvation, economic devastation, or medical treatments delayed and surgeries canceled. Politicians said the government-mandated lockdowns are for our own good, but that's a lie. Politicians claim they're following the science, but that's a lie, too. They told us social distancing for 15 days to prevent the hospitals from crashing. And that turned into 30 days to lower the reproduction rate of the virus. And that morphed into no new normal for maybe years until there's a vaccine. Enough. Science says most people don't die from COVID-19. The death rate for people between the ages of 18 and 45 in New York is 0.01%.
Listen carefully.
That's 11 per 100,000. The death rate for kids in New York is 0%. Science says kids are not a vector for transmission of this virus. Science says the virus is transmitted among our families at home. Science says sunlight kills the virus, and transmission of the virus outdoors happens 18 times less than inside. Data shows people's activity slowed. The reproduction rate of the virus slowed in Europe before the lockdowns were imposed, thanks to individual social distancing, not government dictates. Data shows there's no correlation between the lockdowns and COVID-19 deaths in U.S. states that locked down early versus U.S. states that locked down late. Lockdowns were never supposed to defeat COVID-19, but indefinite lockdowns will destroy our economy and our country as we know it.
Now, is that not interesting? Folks, if you want to call in and weigh in, 1-866-582-9933. Can you make up what's going on here? Does this show you how confused people are? Read Daniel 9-7, you'll understand why. Okay? Read Daniel 9-7. How confused are the American people? Is anybody paying attention to the fact that none of this applies to those that are calling the shots unconstitutionally, therefore illegally? They have no constitutional authority to enforce on law, but that's what they're doing. Now, I want to go back to this girl that was in New York City yesterday with her child, and she was separated from her child, and she was, by the way, she was charged with disorderly conduct for what? Failing to obey the edicts of a tyrant in that city. See, folks, this is how they make and create enemies of the state. And the fact of the matter is make distinction between who's right and who's wrong here because they don't have the law on their side in what they're trying to enforce concerning their false narrative and the narrative that they have created. We need to wake up as to understand that we're the ones that are under attack. I've said this before and I'll say it again. It's not a virus that's under attack, America. It's you that's under attack. Has anybody seen any of these politicians arrested? Have they been charged for going to work? Folks, have the politicians been charged for going to work? Well, a tattoo artist just yesterday down south was arrested for opening up his business so he could make a living, countering law, countering God's moral law and common sense. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, read it when you get a moment. Does this sound foreign to American government? Well, guess what, friends? I'm here to tell you that it is every step of the way. Now, one of the things that I want to highlight here, that video of that young lady with her child where she was separated and charged for disorderly conduct for not wearing a mask, Facebook and big tech companies expunged. They erased. They pulled the video so you can, folks, they pulled the video so you cannot discern as to what is really going on here. And what's really going on here, let me say it again so you understand clearly. Americans, you're the ones that are under attack. Don't forget it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John.
The House passed a $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill providing assistance to state and local governments, hazard pay for frontline healthcare workers, student debt forgiveness, and bolstered Medicaid and Medicare. The bill is known as the HEROES Act, the Health and Economic Recovery Omnibus Emergency Solutions Act. The measure, over 1,800 pages long, is unlikely to gain traction in the Republican-controlled Senate, although Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has indicated the Senate will pass further COVID COVID-19 relief legislation. He said he will work with the White House to determine what is needed and how soon. The pandemic has raised concerns about having lawmakers gather to vote, especially since many members of Congress are older than 60 and therefore more vulnerable to serious illness caused by the virus. House Republicans opposed to the rule change are arguing that members of Congress are essential workers and should immediately return to the Capitol. This is USA Radio News. The Texas Supreme Court blocked a lower court order that had allowed residents to vote by mail if they cite concerns about catching the coronavirus. Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton petitioned the court for the stay after an appeals court upheld the lower court ruling last month and lifting restrictions. The stay prevents county election officials from formally taking mail-in ballot applications from voters, which they can do beginning 60 days before an election. Texas held its primary in March, and it wasn't immediately clear whether the high court would hear the arguments and issue a final ruling before Election Day in November. Five sailors on the U.S. aircraft carrier sideline in Guam due to COVID-19 have tested positive for the virus for a second time and have been taken back off the ship. The resurgence of the virus in those sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt underscores the behavior of the highly contagious virus and raises more questions about how troops that test positive can be reintegrated into the military, especially submarines and ships. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to play some more audio again for you this segment, and this is coming from the President of the United States of America. Do note what you heard during the break. Do note what you heard during the break. I believe this is the fourth coronavirus relief bill that they've passed. Look at all of the bills that they're passing against we the people under the guise of a virus. Again, keep in mind the coronavirus, friends, is a mild version of the flu. Okay? They've blown it up to be something that it is not. Their excuse is to give a platform, an open forum, to special interest groups, and that's exactly what this administration has done with Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, no matter, again, how many times they've been debunked. Keep in mind it's a one-sided narrative, and if you dare contradict the narrative, friends, they'll pull you. Big tech companies will pull you. Keep posting, friends. I'm not discouraging that in any sense of the word. Keep posting because America's awake. But I want you to pay attention to what's going on here, friends. I just asked you during the last segment, does this sound like an American government to you? I want you to listen to this mayor. This is a mayor from Chicago. Her name is Lori Lightfoot. I want you to listen carefully to the fact that she's a said representative. I want you to listen carefully in understanding our form of government, that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us. They are supposed to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution with their hand in the Bible, swearing to God and man that they will do so. I want to ask you the question. You're going to listen to Mrs. Lori Lightfoot here. She looks like Rahm Emanuel, and I'm not name calling, but she looks like a total crackhead, just like Rahm Emanuel. And we all know he's a criminal. But after you listen to Mrs. Lori Lightfoot, I think you're going to understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. I want you to consider that these are the people that are supposed to represent our laws. Okay? Listen to what they're enforcing. Does this sound like American government to you?
We will cite you, and if we need to, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail. Period. There should be nothing unambiguous about that. Don't make us treat you like a criminal. But if you act like a criminal and you violate the law and you refuse to do what is necessary to save lives in the city in the middle of a pandemic, we will take you to jail, period.
Okay, and who's telling you that there's a pandemic? The same people that have been given an 11% approval rating concerning Congress by the American people. Who's telling you that there's a pandemic? The same people that are busted in lie after lie, scandal after scandal, without consequence, that think that they're above the law, just like Mrs. Lori Lightfoot here. Who's telling you that there's a pandemic? The ones that continuously lie to you 24/7, and you all the well know it, that create law out of thin air, which counters American law, who wants to incriminate those that don't fall to their unlawful edicts. Now you tell me, friends, who's right and who's wrong in the sight of God and in the sight of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. She is violating law, but yet she wants you to believe that if you don't obey what she has to say, then you're an enemy of the state. You're a criminal. This is dangerous. But yet it's happening here in America. The church is called to overcome evil by being good, right? Romans 12:21. And then you roll over into Romans 13. That's a whole nother show. But the fact of the matter is, friends, these people are enforcing that which is not American law. Therefore, it is foreign to we the people. I mean, folks, keep in mind, you have mayors in California that are willing to take from the coffers of the taxpayers that work. These Judases are willing to go to the coffers in their cities and take money that doesn't belong to them and pay for people to snitch on each other. We've found, friends, that the police are and have been given orders to basically forget about the 911 calls that have nothing to do with those that are snitching. In other words, the snitchers, those that are snitching on each other, they take precedent. You go to those calls. Enforce our edicts here. Who's under attack, America? I can go through this whole list again, but I need to remind you because this is the same narrative that you're being inundated with day after day after day after day. And they're going to keep pushing it, friends, until they force a vaccination. Well, that brings me to my next point. Out of his own mouth, the president wants to mobilize military rapidly to distribute coronavirus vaccinations. I have a question for you. Why does he need the military to do that? You don't need to force health upon the people. I also want you to keep in the back of your mind that he's taking counsel from the likes of Henry Kissinger, who's a known war criminal. This is a fact. He's also taking his counsel from Anthony Fauci, who hasn't seen a patient in 20 years, who's lost all credibility, who's been forecasting this since 2017. He's taking his counsel from Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the world. I didn't say that. He said it. Okay, who's been forecasting this virus since 2015, and then magically it appears on the scene, and guess who capitalizes from all of this, friends? Guess who capitalizes? Big Pharma. Guess who capitalizes? Western medicine. I want to interject this thought, too, concerning this conversation before I let you hear the president. Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood. Americans have tolerated the death and murder and slaughter of over 60 million babies murdered within its womb since 1973. And by the way, Bill Gates' daddy and mommy, who were the head of Planned Parenthood, that's what inspired his population control views. This is all information that they do not want to highlight. It's also interesting to note that people need to remind Donald Trump that he's the president of the United States of America, but I don't want you to be fooled because of the fact of the matter is he's the one that's giving these people the platform in the first place. But who's capitalizing, friends? Who's capitalizing off of all of these COVID-19 sales? Who's capitalizing more than big pharma? Nobody. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Trump's plan unveiled, Big Pharma to reap massive profits from COVID-19. Now they're talking about forced vaccinations. Well, I got to say this. Did he say forced vaccinations? Just wait a second. You'll hear for yourself. But I got a question for you. If it's not going to be a forced vaccination, then why does he need to bring the military into play? And keep in mind, the military are our grandpas, our dads, our brothers, our uncles, our cousins, our neighbors, and our friends. that he wants to use against us. It's not just him. It's all of these allied in this covenant of death that will be disannulled once again. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Read it when you get a moment. Folks, if people know that it's authentic and it's genuine concerning a sickness, you don't have to force anything upon those people. But since the inception of this COVID-19, folks, though they can't get their story straight, they have continuously pushed their narrative down the collective throats of the American people by force, and it applies to everybody but them. Hey, let me say this. If they want to force vaccinations, you first, Donald. You and your family first. Bill Gates, you and your family first. Anthony Fauci, you and your family first. That coronavirus task relief team that's around you, Donald Trump, that we all know work for Bill Gates, and they're pushing his agenda by forced vaccinations. You first. You first. Americans, think about what's going on here. I want you to listen to the President of the United States of America. I want you to listen carefully as to what this is leading towards, and we knew what it was going to be led towards, because what they do is they create the problem, then they come behind the problem that they created, then they play the problem solvers. And by the way, did you hear during the break, I wrote this yesterday, during the break, the bill that they just passed, I believe it's the fourth coronavirus relief bill that they call the relief bill. Notice they've also given themselves, friends, pay raises. Don't forget about that. They always put these names on these bills, friends, that nobody could deny. How could we deny a bill like that until you see what's inside of the bill concerning the pork? But folks, pay attention to the fact that they called it the hero bill. This is what I wrote yesterday. Create the problem, then come behind the problem that they created and play the problem solvers. What does that equal? The heroes. The oldest deceptive tyrannical game known to mankind. This is Donald Trump. Yesterday morning, Fox News did the report. Again, softballs, scripted questions, easy answers, and it's all going the same direction. And guess what it's going towards? I'll let him tell you.
So we get to a place where the White House is in corporate America where every time you go to work, you just get your temperature taken, you get a test. Is that where we're going?
You don't want to be doing that. Look, we want to go back to, like, you want to see a baseball game or you want to see a basketball or football. You want to walk into a stadium. I went to the Alabama LSU game last year. They had 110,000 people in the stadium. I don't want to see 25,000 people where you have empty seats all over the place.
Where do you think
distance.
We could get back to that, Mr. President?
I
How
think
long
we're
is this going to take?
Vaccine.
To get back to normalcy.
Right to the vaccine.
I think we're
going to
have a vaccine by the end of the year. We're doing very well with the vaccine. And I will tell you something. I just literally left a meeting. We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
And you're just doing something with syringes as well so that you can have it plentiful.
That's right.
You have enough vaccine.
We will have a tremendous force because assuming we get it, then you have to distribute it.
Right.
And unless you're mobilized and ready, you're not going to be able to do it for a long time. So we're starting now. We're of the assumption that by the end of the year, we're going to have a vaccine and then we have to be able to give it, to use it on most of our population.
Yeah.
Now we'll focus on elderly. We're going to focus on nursing homes.
Starting
and,
with
senior citizen centers, because that's really, if you look at it, that is a very vulnerable group. It's a terrible thing. But so we're going to be focused on that. We're going to go.
Can you divide the country saying, okay, if you're below 50, you're healthy and strong, you're okay, go back to work. Elderly, divide them.
Well, we're doing that, and I'm actually saying, like with the schools, open the schools, but if a teacher is 65 or older, especially if they have diabetes,
this narrative will change too, and you can mark my words. It will be aimed at everybody at the end of the day. We're going to take a quick break. I'll place it for this up-and-coming break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt. Definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here. And I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got my friend Cody calling from Illinois. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bradley. Good to talk to you. I'm so happy to be a supporter of your work there. I urge everybody out there to, you know, donate monthly to y'all, and you're making good use of all the fun that you've got there. So try to remind everybody
to
do that.
It.
But you're one of the two or three groups that I support. You know, I support Illinois Leaks because they're doing a lot of work trying to keep the local governments honest, and National Liberty Alliance, and those are about the three I support. But actually what I called about is licensing. When you listen to a lot of liberty people, they'll talk about if the government gives you a license, they can take it away. And this is an example with these hairdressers and all, where they're trying to take their licenses away. You know, if somebody has the degree, unless for some reason a judge would have to revoke it, we don't need to have all these licenses and just give money to the state and, you know, state and federal government. And I'd urge people that if they're on, you know, government committees, and try to stop all this. It's insidious. And you being a man of God,
I got to interject into this conversation here. You know, the dishonest got to keep you honest. That's what's going on here. The dishonest, no accountability, they can't rule their own lives, but they want to rule your lives. And if you don't, then that law that's supposed to apply to all of us, for some reason or another, comes down on us for not following their unlawful edicts. Americans, see, this is the problem, Cody. The American people haven't taken the time to read the founding documents to know what the government's supposed to do. When you read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, it starts out with what? We the people are the government, not those that corrupt the law, not those that are trying to tear it down and recreate in their own ungodly images. But until the American people understand what I'm saying, the Bible is clear when it tells us in Hosea 4:6, my people people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And that's where we're at today. And I wanted to say this, too. In Michigan, Cody, you've seen this Whitmer. I mean, she is a witch. I mean, literally, she is a Jezebel. 300,000 people protested her. She defies the people of her state. She begins to tell them what they cannot do, even going so far as to telling them, you cannot buy seeds to grow your own food on your own property. I don't know where she derived that authority or that delegated authority, but she did it anyways. So the people rise up again in Michigan. They protest her again. The more they protest her, the more that she provokes the people as if this is some sort of game. We all know that she's not following the rule of the law. We know that she's taking orders. But the fact of the matter is she is pushing those people and their backs up against the wall. And they're playing, in fact, a very dangerous game. Now she just did this, Cody. One more point, please. She just went so far as a barber said his family was beginning to starve in the state of Michigan, and he went and reopened his business. She had him arrested, and then she stripped him of his license. If I was him, I would take it directly to her. I wouldn't go to the state. I would sue her directly. And that's exactly what needs to happen. The people in the state of Michigan, from my understanding, even the sheriffs are defying her now in that state. But it's interesting to note, it's got to come to a point where it's not just enough to tell her to stop doing what she's doing. It now needs to come to the point where she's removed Article 2, Section 4 for the new listeners, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and she needs to be charged for her crimes against we the people. That's what needs to happen. That's my concern.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How do we know these people aren't demonically possessed? I mean, it's entirely possible, and we're taking it at face value that these people should be honest and treat people, you know, like we'd like to be treated. But it's amazing how tyranny grabs hold so quickly.
Yeah. What's interesting, I'll give you a little time here, Cody. If it looks like a duck, and it walks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, then guess what? It must be a duck. And so when they act like their father, the devil, John 8:44, we have to take them for their fruit. And the fruit that they're bearing is corrupt. And if their fruit is corrupt, then the people in this country must lawfully stand up and lawfully deal with her. And we have that provision in the U.S. Constitution. And, Cody, it amazes me how many people in this country say, well, you know as well as I do, there's nothing we can do about it. And what it always comes back to when I say to those people, how is it that 330 million people can't deal with, 545 corrupt politicians? It's because you don't want to correct the problem. But the fact of the matter is, if we don't get this right, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, they claim that the way that the Bar Association has taken over the courts and kind of hidden the true common law courts makes all this stuff, you know, the solution's that much harder to do when you start running into corrupt judges and all. So it's, I don't know. I don't see a lot of solutions without some violence. Personally, anyway.
Well, let me say this too. Let me say this to that. Anything that's contrary to the U.S. Constitution, what is it? Marbury versus Madison. What did our forefathers tell us? It's null and void. So the fact of the matter is they're establishing something that is unconstitutional, but if the American people want to do nothing but sit back and complain about what they tolerate, well, then the American people deserve what they get, and that's exactly what they're doing, is they're getting by those they don't want to get it from.
Yeah, you're abrogating your rights.
Right.
And talking about licensing, there's an old case, I think it's City of Chicago versus Chicago Motor Coach, that talks about, you know, that you cannot license a right, and that has to do with traveling, where people claim they don't need a driver's license because you have an innate right to travel. And there's been Supreme Court cases that do state that, but it's just, you know, most people just get a license because it's just easier not to be harassed and arrested. But I think we need to instill that back into people of thinking about, you know, why do we want to accept all these licenses? Just like, you know, a license to your vehicle and all, and they can tax the heck out of it. But anyway, so
we do a whole show on that, Cody. I mean, we are taxed to death. We are being taxed on top of being taxed on top of being taxed a plethora, multiple times. And the American people again need to come to the realization that they don't have the lawful right to be doing a lot of this stuff.
Well, if this doesn't get people mad. Every time I go through Indianapolis, there's some new bridges they've built. Apparently, they've been built by the state of Indiana and Kentucky because I don't understand. I thought interstates were supposed to be paid for by the federal government. So I called the transportation. I said, what's up with this? Why am I paying almost $5 to cross this bridge? And they said, oh, the federal government wouldn't pay for it. But we're spending all this money in Afghanistan, Iraq, whatever, you know, Syria, whatever country. Yep. It's unbelievable. But anyway, well, Bradley, thank you very much.
No. Hold up. Hang on a second, Cody. I like to have a conversation, and you're saying a lot of good stuff here. Do you know what the definition of a toll is? It's a charge payable for permission to use a particular bridge or road. I want to ask everybody, since you've actually laid to the candor of the American people, who paid for those bridges? Who paid for those roads? We did. So we travel a lot, and when we go across the country, we see these tolls constantly, and it's like, wait a second, didn't we already pay for these roads through our tax dollars? Now the state's coming in on top of what we have already paid for, and they're laying to us that if you want to use our state bridges, our state roads, then you're going to have to pay us a fee before you can cross over again for something that you've already paid for. That's adding insult to injury, is what it's doing.
Well, they're going to argue that it wasn't paid for, and irregardless of the fact, if we're going to talk about that a free people should have the right to travel, you know, it's unacceptable. And it's just, we pay all these taxes, not like there's low taxes in this country, and supposedly the interstate system was built for national security and all these other reasons, and then, it's a bridge. Oh, well, you got another bridge you can use. Yeah, that brings you out right at downtown and take you forever to get out of Louisville. Yeah, I can use that old bridge, you know. Yeah, right. You know, so it's unacceptable we're putting up with this. I'm about tired of it, and I wish we need to get the American people waking up. I mean, we're spending billions. What do we spend a year with the government or the military? It's, what is that, trillion or 800 billion? I mean, some ridiculous amount. We can't find $1 billion to redo the bridges around Louisville across over the major Ohio River there, you know, it's used for interstate commerce, you know. But, hey, being a preacher, man, what was the old story during the colonies? There was a story about they wanted the preacher to buy a license, and they scourged him.
I knew. You know what? I was going to go there with you. He refused to take. He refused to take the license, and what the state did is they beat him literally with a whip on a post. And Patrick Henry stood up and made aware as to what was going on with this preacher because he would not take a license. And at the end of the day, he won his freedom. Because the people revolted against what the government was doing during that particular time. But they beat him to a bloody pulp. And the more they beat him, the more it enraged the people. And it reminds me of the book of Philippians when Paul said that they waxed more bold in their preaching because they seen and understood my chain. In other words, this is the worst they're going to do to us. Let them kill us. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment as well. You know, the fact of the matter is that the scariest people for corruption in government are those that have nothing to lose. And when America gets to that point, which they're coming to, I would be very afraid of what's going on if I was in a position of government where I was continuously assailing and opposing the American people. It's dangerous business, Cody, as you well know. It really is, on both sides. But we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Thank you for your call. I always appreciate hearing from you. And again, thank you for your support, too, my friend. I appreciate that. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got hour two coming up, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we have hour two coming up right on the other side. Be right back.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.